just let me know. When do you think you'll be back on your phone? Oh, great, just let me know. When do you think you'll come back home? I know you're busy, I know you so much better.
So you've both been making solo music for years, which I've been listening to for years. So I was really hooked and excited about your collaboration when I Believe in Love first came out, which I think also is like such a perfect track to kind of set the tone for the album. But your voices complement each other so beautifully. How did the two of you kind of find each other and decide that you wanted to make music together?
We had like a kind of a mutual friend, and Kaya was playing a show in Stockholm, and we just, I think this must have been 3 years ago.
Mm.
She came by my studio at the time, and it was very an unassuming meet. It was just like, yeah, sure, let's hang out. We just talked about stuff. It wasn't really music oriented, or we just hung out and we got along, and we went to this kind of strange franchise bar in Stockholm. It's kind of like a weird simulacra of a British pub. They have like wallpaper that looks like bookshelves, and it's like, and we had a few drinks and we just got along, and then from there I think we just like entertained the idea of maybe doing some stuff, because I was in the process of like kind of like slowly getting back into the origins of how I started kind of making and thinking about music, which was more kind of songwriter based. And we spoke at length about kind of just our appreciation for songwriting and you know, guitar music and stuff. So that's kind of our initial kind of meet. That's how we first met. Yeah,
guitar layered with these multi-track vocals are really the core of this album, and I think it's really nice because it feels very organic and stripped back, which it makes it very easy to connect with. But it's creating a new sound for the two of you, but it still has very distinct elements of each of your sounds. How did you guys kind of approach blending and finding your collaborative sound?
It's funny, I think in music generally now, how it's consumed and how it's made, it's people, you know, I've been in meetings where people talk about authenticity, and then they'll show me some social media account that they think is cool. And as a musician and kind of aspiring artist, you know, that's at least how I see my work. It kind of baffles me that like the intent has always been to just like make the stuff that I need to make or want to make or happen to make. I've not really been perceptive of like kind of producing a product. And I feel Kaya is very, has kind of, she comes from the same place as I do in regards to how we interact with the process of making stuff. Yeah, so we, after the initial meet, we met up in London, and I had just a few ideas as just like kicking around. I just like recently got into this song by Pat Metheny called Last Train Home, and I'm not a proficient guitarist, but I'm stupid enough to kind of attempt learning certain things. So I kind of figured out some like half step stuff, and I had a few lyrics kind of on my computer, and I think Kaya had some stuff too, and we met up in the studio. I remember it being very cold. We were both kind of in a weird place, I think, and then we just, oh, let's try doing something, and then it kind of just worked out, you know. The Matheny idea that I had was kind of the basis of Let Me Know, and she had, because I could never really even attempt at kind of singing a song like that, or imagine how to sing a song like that, but I can kind of write like music, I could bring that to the table, and it was just very refreshing to use different, you know, I could bring that and she could come back with something that felt like almost like this spiritual element and these harmonies. And then we wrote, I think Tough Luck was kind of jotted down during that session. Mind you, it was, we spent maybe like 2 hours. It was like a very brief interaction. And then after that, I think we both felt pretty stoked about that moment. So we were trying to figure out like, when can we, let's just record, let's just like try to make something. So my dear friend, Daniel Fogelström in Stockholm, who I've collaborated with, he's a great producer. I asked him if he would be willing to kind of facilitate the session, which he was. So we kind of set up the studio in a way where it was like the microphones were all that, like, just prepared everything for recording, so we could just sit down and just record the material rather than like overthink anything or even attempt at producing anything. It was more like just trying to document the thing that we wrote or the song or whatever. So I don't really have a simple answer. I guess we just like figured it out as we went along, and for some reason the songs kind of fit together and complemented each other and stuff.
Gorgeous. And I guess to kind of add on to that, like, these tracks are so beautiful sonically, but there's definitely an element of wittiness in the lyrics, particularly with like a song like Pickle. But I think that's what kind of makes you so hooked on them as a listener, as they're not necessarily one-dimensional. But then you've also got tracks like I Believe in Love, which offer something really simplistic and tender and honest, which is really nice to just kind of have that variety in a record. And you've spoken a little bit about like the collaborative nature of it, but I guess like more focused on the lyrics, what was your kind of process for writing lyrically?
Well, I think our two styles kind of complement each other. We both enjoy a good joke. We both, you know, we've been, it's kind of a beautiful thing to have been able to work as a musician as long as I have and as long as she has. So we definitely have some experience where we're not really spring chickens. emotionally and spiritually, we've been through some stuff. So, you know, with that comes, you approach writing differently, you know, because life is messy. It can be wonderfully simple, and it can also be horrifyingly funny. And like, I Believe in Love was a song I had kicking around. Like, I had that song. That song is like 7 years old. It's,
wow,
or maybe five. I'm really bad with time. So that song, I wrote that song in London years ago. And just how stuff works out, you know, sometimes it's industry stuff that gets in the way. Sometimes you're not ready emotionally to put something out. But I had that laying around, and I was kind of ready to part with it, and also just having Kaya contribute and help out with that song, because there are so many versions of that song. It's like,
really,
it's pretty weird. and I'd gone through so many, you know, you just like, you're over it, you're done with something. But she brought a lot of life to the sessions, and kind of rejuvenated my spirit. And I feel maybe it was mutual as well. And like Pickle, for instance, that was a Kaya song. So there are, I think, Pickle, I believe those are the two songs that were like we individually brought to the record, and the rest of the album was pretty much just collaborative, just us bringing like parts of ideas and then expanding, and then
gorgeous. And I always find that sequencing is a really interesting kind of thing to talk about with an album release. And Bedside, of course, opens the record as a song that to me felt both simultaneously really strong but also super soft, which I think particularly the first half of the record kind of carries on that vibe. And then you're finishing with Boys in the Girls Room, which is, I think, possibly my favorite track on the album, which just feels like such a natural closer to just complete it. I was curious to know a bit about, I guess, your process when sequencing this album and those choices.
I think I was very adamant about just like my history as a DJ and stuff has helped me out a lot with like arranging and thinking about time and thinking about mood. And so I was like, we should do, everything should be in the same key. And if we, so like if we change key, the intro should start in the previous key. So
it's cool.
Yeah. And that just makes for like a kind of a weirdly cohesive experience that isn't, it's just a little trick. It's just a little trick. And
it worked well.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. No, so, because the intro of Tough Luck is just, I don't remember which key it is in, but the intro is just like a guitar that plays in the previous key of the song that comes before it. And then it goes into whatever. It's a little trick.
Nice.
And then thematically, it kind of felt natural with how the songs followed each other, like narratively and everything. So kind of worked out. I don't know. Sometimes you're just lucky.
Yeah.
You have to be thankful. Yeah.
I think you guys have done such an incredible job with it. And I think it is one of those ones where it is a full album listen. Like I do, but I would much prefer to listen to the album in its entirety as opposed to listening to it in snippets and start to finish. You don't want to shuffle it. So yeah, it's such a great listen. But I would love to know as well, do you two have plans or intentions to continue working together?
Yeah, I had dinner with Kaya and her husband last night, and there's definitely more stuff. We're planning to record more music.
Amazing.
And write some more music. I just want to give a quick shout out because Boys in the Girls Room is actually a cover.
Oh yes.
It's by a Swedish band called Melody Club. I just want to put it out there because I love that. The original song is fantastic, and I do like featuring covers on records for some reason, but it has to be the right song. And sometimes an idea will percolate kind of for years, and that's always been a song I'm like, that's such a great song. And
no, good to know. I didn't know that. So
it's very different from the original. The original is this kind of glammy, very like maximalist thing.
Put your own spin on it. Congratulations on the album. It's so beautiful, and it was such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for all the kind words. Really appreciate it.
That was me talking with Bubba Stilts about his new album with OK Kaya called Blurb. We've been playing a couple of the tracks just behind that interview as we were listening to it, but it's so beautiful, and I totally recommend everyone to go have a full listen. But we'll play one last song off it. This was the first track that was released on it, the first single, and it's beautiful, simple and beautiful. I Believe in Love by Bubba Stilts and OK Kaya. You're on BFM.
crazy. The way that you move, the way that you smile, it's a lonely world. Can't believe I met someone like you. Hey baby, when midnight strikes, it's just us two. Cause I believe in love, cause I believe in love. I believe it to be true if you go for it. I believe in love. I believe in all the silly things.